widely held belief that on his father's side, Alexander descended from Heracles through Carinus, and on his mother's from Aeacus through Neoptolemus. King Philip, so they say, met Olympias and fell in love with her when both were being initiated into the mysteries at Samothrace, and he was no more than a youth, and she a young orphan girl. He thus persuaded her brother Arribas to give permission and arranged the marriage. On the night before they were closeted in the wedding chamber, the bride dreamed that there was a peal of thunder and a lightning bolt struck her womb. Fire burst from where it hit, then scattered everywhere in sparks before it disappeared. After the marriage, Philip dreamed some time later that he was putting a seal on his wife's womb. The image on the seal, so he thought, was one of a lion. The other dividers took this as a bad sign, indicating that Philip needed to keep a close watch on the marriage. But Aristander of Telmessus declared that the woman must be pregnant. Nobody, after all, sealed up an empty vessel, and that the child would be spirited and lion-hearted. On one occasion, too, a snake was seen stretched out at Olympias's side while she slept, and they say that this was the main factor that dampened Philip's desire and affections, so far that he rarely came to sleep with her. Perhaps he was fearful of some witchcraft or drugs that the woman might employ against him? Or perhaps he regarded sex with her as impious, now that she was consorting with a higher being. But there is also another story told about these matters, claiming that all the women in that region are from ancient times, followers of Orphic practices and the ecstatic cults of Dionysus, under the names Clodones and Mimalones, with many practices similar to those of the Edonian women and those of Thrace around Hemus. That, it would seem, is why the word Threskuein came to be applied to the intense and extreme ceremonies. Olympias was a particular enthusiast for these rites of possession, and would lead them in a specially barbarian way. She would bring some large tame snakes to the dances, which slithered out of the ivy and the sacred baskets, and wound themselves around the wands and garlands of the women. The men were terrified. Whatever the truth of that, it is said that after the apparition, Philip sent Chiron of Megalopolis to Delphi, who brought back an oracle instructing him to sacrifice to Zeus Amun and worship that god above all others. It said, too, that he would lose the sight of one eye, the one that he had put to the door crack and seen the god coupling with his wife in the form of a snake. Eratosthenes reports that when Olympias was seeing Alexander off on his campaign, she took him aside and told him the secret of how he was conceived, bidding him think in a way worthy of his birth. Others, though, say that she would wave the story away as impious and say, "Won't Alexander stop getting me in here as bad books?" Alexander, then, was born on the 6th of a month Hecatombion, or as the Macedonians call it, Loios, on the same day as the temple of Artemis in Ephesus caught fire. That inspired Hegesias of Magnesia to a bon mot frigid enough to put out the flames. No wonder, he said, that the temple burnt down. Artemis was busy with Alexander's birth. The professional sign interpreters, who happened to be in Ephesus, regarded what happened to the temple as a sign of a further disaster, and ran to and fro beating their brows, crying aloud that there had been born that day a great calamity and catastrophe for Asia. As for Philip, he had just taken Potidaea, and received three pieces of news at the same time: that the Illyrians had been defeated in a great battle by his general Parmenio, that he had won a horse race at the Olympics, and thirdly, that Alexander had been born. He was understandably delighted, and more joyful still, when the seers declared that a child whose birth coincided with three victories would be invincible. Translator's note: Alexander was born in July 356 BCE. The statues that give the best idea of his physical appearance are those of Lysippus, who was the only one Alexander rated as worthy to portray him. The features most imitated later by the successors and by his friends were the slight stretch